Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Wildlife Educational Services and the SRI Label Group presents Wild World on this magical network, Blog Talk Radio. From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map. This is Larry Batson inviting you to join us for the next hour for fun and education with Dr. Henry Day and myself on Wild World. Now, the SRI Label Group and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. Wild World, our second episode with the honorable and distinguished, just into the deal, Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Why, good evening, Mr. Batson. How's everything at the Wildlife Preserve?
Well, as you know, because the Wild World News Studios is not too far away from our compound, we're enjoying spring-like temperatures.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
And now, what I've been in this, we had a terrible winter. My goodness. But we've been anticipating the wood frogs that usually lay their eggs in the alligator ponds. And I haven't heard them much this year, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, let's hope those little guys are all right, because they're a big part of our environment.
They are, they are. You know, one year I spent 2 days capturing wood frog tadpoles. I felt so bad because I didn't want to let the alligators loose with the wood frog tadpoles, and though they were so tiny,
well,
I don't think.
I have been the recipient of those wood frog tadpoles.
Well, if they're here this year, you once again will have the joy and honor of watching them.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
As we release them in the Dr. Henry Day pond on the Wild World News Studios, it'll be great.
Right. I enjoy it.
With the Wild
idea.
World News, here's Dr. Henry Day.
Thanks, Shelley Leibowitz, for that. Oh, yeah.
We can.
If the show really sucks,
that was
today,
so wonderful.
We have to blame Shelley because it's his fault we're back on the air.
It is his fault. And maybe he might show up a little bit later.
Well, let's hope so. Well,
yeah,
let's get started with the Wild World News for Sunday, April 22nd.
Okay.
All right, for our listeners in San Antonio, Texas, they'll be happy to know that the four baboons that escaped from the Southwest National Primate Research Center have been recaptured.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, you have a baboon, a resident at your house.
Yeah.
And can you imagine trying to capture four of them?
Well, it comes right to my wife, Cheryl. Cheryl and Elizabeth the baboon are quite well bonded, but to me, no, it just likes to play with me. It would run, let you get so close and run again. And
well,
I know.
Well, you can imagine why they escaped. It's a research center. They were making
their
own
the heck
it.
Out of there. Yeah. That's not a fun deal.
All
you
right,
know,
now,
God
we
bless because...
about... Yeah. We were just talking about frogs, right?
We were.
It's been, Tis the season. Wildlife Educational Services is asking all drivers to slow down when they get near lakes and ponds because it's migrating season for the frogs and the salamanders. They're trying to make it through their breeding. So if you can, please be very careful when you're approaching wetlands. All right, now let me tell you this. When Disney released the movie Princess and the Frog, 50 children in the United States were hospitalized with salmonella from kissing frogs. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, do not kiss frogs, turtles, salamanders, because, yes, you can get salmonella. And one more thing.
Well, you know that's
why
they quit selling the baby turtles in drugstores.
Yeah, exactly. Just for that reason. Yes, salmonella.
And the new ruling was that if you sold a turtle, it had to be big enough, it wouldn't fit in a child's mouth.
Right. Yeah, all right, come here, put this in your mouth.
Will that fit? No. It won't fit, mister.
All right, you can't. All right, and one last thing about the frogs. Kermit the Frog, left-handed.
He is.
Yes.
Well, what about that?
Well, we've got some sad news from Florida. It seems a pygmy sperm whale has died after stranding itself on Daytona Beach.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Usually when this happens, there are several whales that beach themselves. Let's hope this was an isolated incident.
Well, they found a lot of whales here recently. There's been a big, a lot of information on Facebook about how our oceans have so much plastic trash in them, and the whales will swallow that, and it's killed lots of whales. It's killed lots of marine life, especially whales.
Well, there is some good news on that front. Scientists are researching a new bacteria that they believe will eat the plastic.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I have a little more news on that next weekend for our next program.
Okay.
But, yeah, we'll let you know what's going on there. All right.
Cool.
In Brigantine, New Jersey, a battle is brewing on Brigantine Island between the residents who oppose killing foxes and the wildlife backers who want the piping plovers protected. Now, the piping plover is a type of bird that, you know, that builds their nest on the ground. This is kind of a confusing story because, of course, the foxes on the island, they'll eat the piping plovers. So if you oppose killing the foxes and you want to back the plovers here, it's kind of a win and lose situation there.
You know, what can you do? You can't mess with Mother Nature. That's just part of the cycle. I mean, no one wants to see the little birds, you know, be consumed. But, you know,
right. It's
part of the cycle. I mean, let's face it, Mother Nature is not always pretty. The wild world, as we know it, is pretty brutal.
Yep. And as we know, that nature has a way of taking care of itself. So, in a lot of these situations, it's just best to leave everything the way it is.
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
All right, we've got another escapee, Helena, Montana. Officers were notified that a yearling black bear has escaped from a wildlife rehabilitation center.
Oh.
So, yeah, we got a little black bear wandering the streets. Looking for picnic baskets, probably.
Well, that's not any danger to the general public. I hope they catch him because, you know, he'll be put in a bad situation.
That's right,
But there's no danger to the public of Helena, Montana. But I do. Imagine the little bear's fairly scared right now.
I would imagine so, yeah.
That makes him really hard to catch, so, you know.
All right, well, get some lemons and butter ready. Sitka, Alaska, officials project a 51.3 million sockeye salmon run this year.
Oh, my goodness. There's nothing better. Sorry, salmon.
Oh, no. Smoked salmon is one of my favorite things.
Oh.
It's going to be a good year. A good year and a bad year again, because I'm going to eat all the salmon I can find.
Well, you know how that affects the wild is so all that protein, and of course the bears will be catching wild salmon if that's going to be the case. They eat more available, so they have more cubs. So the bear population will probably grow in the next couple of years or so significantly because of that.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
And good for them. Have a bunch of happy bears.
Yes, we will.
All right, the mice are jumping for joy in Denver, Colorado. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the Preble's meadow jumping mouse will remain protected under the Endangered Species Act. So that means they're doing better, but they're not doing great.
A little meadow mouse.
Yep, that likes to jump. Yeah, we've got to keep an eye on everything for the most part.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we'll do our own part. We'll keep.
We'll do our
part. Sorry, I don't know why that strikes me funny, but it did.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a sick sense of humor or something.
Well, you know, it's strange that they named it a jumping mouse because all mice jump.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So that's funny. That's funny.
All right. Well, we've got some big news out of Little Rock. All right. The Little Rock Zoo plans to spend $1.3 million on an expansion project to build new exhibits for the colobus monkey and the serval cats.
Oh.
And we like the servals, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have one.
That's
one
right.
of our animal ambassadors. Yeah.
If you don't know the serval cat, if you're not familiar with it, look it up. It is a most beautiful creature. And you've used servals for years.
Yes, yes. We love them. And they love my wife, Cheryl. They bite me, but they love her. Yes, I know.
All right, clean up your binoculars. Lincoln, Nebraska, the bird watchers are invited to birding day on May 2nd at Indian Cave State Park. That will be a fun event.
Yeah. The birding day. Have you ever went on one of those excursions before, Dr. Day?
Not with the group.
Yeah.
But as a
solo. Have you done a lot of bird research?
Yeah, I know quite a bit about the bird world.
Yeah, I know you have a African gray as we speak. That's a part of your collection, of your laboratory of animals.
Oh, yeah. And it's like raising a four-year-old.
Yeah.
And some parts are really good and some parts aren't so good.
And I assume
it
talks?
Oh, yes. It talks nonstop. When I walk in the back door,
so you have to be careful what you say around it.
Exactly. Yes, you do. Very careful.
Oh my!
Because it'll pick up exactly what you don't want it to pick up.
Well, that's. I know my wife was watching the Blair Witch Project with a friend, and they had our parrot in the living room with them, and she had to move it to the back because she was afraid of the language that would ensue.
Well, when I walk in the back door, the first thing the bird says is, "Henry's home." And I might hear "Henry's home" 35 times in the evening.
Ah, well, how wonderful is that? My goodness.
Exactly. Some nights it's not bad, other nights it's not so good.
You know, just to take moment, a thought for that moment, before you go to the next story, I was just thinking. In 1964, a group from England, the Kinks, broke into the American music scene with their hit, You Really Got Me. Founded by brothers Ray and Dave Davies, the Kinks would be one of the top groups of what was called the British Invasion, which brings up the question, what would Dave Davies say?
David, we got you on the line.
I'm here, guys. Don't just hang it out. Not doing much listening to your show. I've just gone great so far. Enjoying it. Dr. Henry Day, he's quite a funny guy. I really like him.
Dave, what would you say? What would you say about having a talking parrot? My goodness.
Well, it's like, you know, when we talk about the Kinks, my brother Ray,
yeah.
I always considered him a talking parrot.
Oh.
You know, shut up. Me and Ray don't get along quite that well anymore. You can't put two tigers in the same cage. Well, that's what you got when me and Ray are together.
Well, thanks, Dave Davies. That's fantastic for your input.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for checking in with us.
Want to remind everyone, the SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It is all their artists and their classic recordings, best of EO, Little Richard, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates, a catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen to. Explore amazing music collection at the best musical site,
wow.
The SRI Label Group. Check it out today, srirecords.com. And speaking of SRI Records, here's our friend Shelley Leibowitz. Good afternoon, Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Oh, my God. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Batson. What's new?
Dr. Day.
Is the doctor in?
Well, he was with Dave Davies just moments ago.
What were they doing?
The doctor is a good one. Good afternoon,
Shelley.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Larry, did you play Doctor's Orders?
Yes, we did. Absolutely. He was quite impressed,
yep,
weren't you, Doctor Day?
Yes, I was. Thank you, Shelley.
Now, how are you doing, Doctor? What's new with you?
Well, we were just seeing. Tell him, Doctor Day.
Well, we're really happy to be on the air again, Shelley. Thank you so much. It's nice to be back.
Well, I'm happy that you guys are on the air again, you know. It's important.
And we've decided that if the show really sucks, we're going to blame it on you.
Hey, you know, if the show really sucks, I'll change my name to Hoover.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
No, I didn't want to
I've
call myself electoral.
Looking at me right
give
now.
Me a break. It's the old joke, you know, again, they're doing a movie company called Hoover, because if it's from Hoover, you know, it sucks, you know.
Yeah. So, Dr. Day, you were so impressing us with your Dr. Day Wild World news. What story do you have that we can ridicule?
Well, let us continue then. We're going to Wappington, North Dakota. The Chahinkapa Zoo is putting final touches on its African habitat to welcome two white rhinoceroses.
Well, that's cool.
And
because
how do you welcome one? The warm handshake?
Yeah. How do you welcome one?
On the other side of the fence?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Well,
and
you know,
he's not
in northern Africa, the white rhino became extinct. The last male died, so that's fantastic news.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So this is very important.
It is.
All right. talk about taking, or talk about riding the wild surf. And you don't have to worry about sharks here. Kailua, Hawaii, hundreds of dead catfish were found along the shoreline of Kailua Beach. Now, it says that it is unknown where the fish came from. Now, I would guess they probably came out of the ocean. That would just be my guess.
You think?
Logical.
Probably, yeah. They're like, it is unknown where the fish came from. Well, let's think about this. Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't come out of a volcano.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right, Dr. Day. I don't know what you're smoking, but I'd like some of it.
Carry on, Doctor.
Oh, goodness. You know, the fish
right,
came from, but they probably came out of the ocean.
Yeah. What's that, Sally?
Just too much. You know, last night I was watching the program The Zoo on Animal Planet, the program from the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah, I
and,
saw it.
And they're talking about their last polar bear died, the last one they had, the last male that was there. And he was 27 years old.
My goodness.
It's old for
they
polar
live a
bear.
Long time.
Said that it was older than they normally live. And he was surprised. And it was just, it was a shame. He was a beautiful, docile animal. And he liked people. He liked his trainers. He commonly called them. You know, it was interesting.
I had a friend that trained polar bears. He was based in New York. And what a beautiful collection of polar bears he had. And his daughter would go in and work with these bears, and his daughter wasn't even 5 foot tall, and it was so impressive to watch her work with those giant polar bears. Because here's the deal: Jim Fowler from Wild Kingdom told me. He said, up there in around the North Pole or Alaska, Canada, if you're out in the wild with a polar bear, you're part of its diet. I mean, it will stalk you and eat you. I mean, that's just facts. In the wild, they can be one of the most dangerous animals one would encounter.
I'm sure.
So, yeah.
Especially something small, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a kid's sickle, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's,
you know,
like
everybody's got to eat, right?
That's right. You know, that's the way it works out. But absolutely.
Just nature. Just the way nature
all
is.
Right.
All right,
continue,
well,
Dr. Day.
The mushroom hunters are flocking to southwest Missouri for the highly sought morels. It is mushroom season.
It is.
Those are tasty mushrooms.
We know our good friend Mark is probably down there right now.
He probably is. They haven't sprouted here yet. We get quite a few here on our property each year. But we need red bud trees to blossom. We need to see a snake, a butterfly, and a bee. Once you've seen all those things, then it's time to go mushroom hunting, according to legend.
Write that down, Shelly.
I'm taking notes, Dr. Day. Yeah, see, I can stalk the wild morels. I just have to go to the supermarket to stalk them.
They'll end up costing you $50 a pound.
You know, some things are worth it. You know, some things are just not what you have on an everyday basis, but once in a while you have to treat yourself. And if it's something you like, you should do it. You know, why not? Life's too short not to.
Do you like morel mushrooms, Shelly?
Do I what?
Do you like morel mushrooms?
Sure. I love all kinds of mushrooms.
Well, I'll send you some when they start coming up.
All right.
Put them in a cooler with some ice. It'd be fine.
Sounds like a plan.
I will do that. They haven't come up yet.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. We have different seasons here, so I can't send you fire or mud slides or boob implants. That's another season here. It's California. You don't know what it is, you know. Group of seasons. It's not like back east. You know what I used to love, going into the woods and being able to find wild leeks and wild mushrooms and things like that that just taste so good. And then, you know, watch nature, you know.
Sure.
It's just amazing. You know, those things that people are missing out on, and it's a great thing that you're teaching children, because they're not going to know otherwise.
Well,
look at it this way, Larry. If nobody teaches them, before you know it, everything's going to be gone, and they'll never even know what it once was.
Because
they'll have no respect for it and let it go bye-bye.
Yeah, I know. It's very sad sometimes. This is Larry Bynum at Wild World. We want to remind everyone that the SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It is all their artists and their classic recordings, best of ELO, Little Richard Live, Chambers Brothers. It goes on and on, a catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen to. Explore amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out, SRIRecords.com.
How they are there for me. I'm talking furniture, sofas and stools, take the places of fools who waste my time with no reason and no rhyme. I want someone who will be interested. I'll find somebody centered and stable. But for now, I'm content just to vent the occasional table.
Doc? Oh, yes, and I stand on it, too.
I just don't like when it talks back, you know? By the way, that was Joshua Rich, and he's really cool. You know, that's an interesting album, you know, between that.
Tell us about that album, Shelley.
Songs and Joshua is just one of these kind of guys who's so entertaining that the audiences eat him up. He does stuff for kids. He does, you know, eating my vegetables, and how he hated vegetables, so one day he ate them. And none of his other songs, he's like old-fashioned kind of troubadour kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful album. And I do invite everybody just to come and just listen to the album on srirecords.com. It's a wonderful album. It's very entertaining.
Well,
you know,
the amount of music on your side is incredible. And it's mostly
we want to make it something, you know, music is important for people to hear. So come listen, you know, you don't have to buy it. Just come and listen. If you want something, buy it. We also have a tremendous collection of ringtones, including a whole bunch of old TV themes. So it's always fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. My goodness. I might have to check it out for my phone. I don't even know what my ringtone is now. I have no clue. Nobody ever calls me on that.
Well, yeah. Well, it's always odd when I hear something ringing, something I'm not sure where it's coming from or whose it is anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
do you have anything else for
so many people have the same ringtone.
Well, I got a couple more things here before we get to who's gotten older this week. Now, let me tell you this story. One hell of a hail ball fell in Coleman, Alabama. It is an Alabama record. A hailstone that fell in a local yard on March 19th was 19.8 cubic inches. Now,
what?
To give you an idea how big that is, a baseball is only 13.4 cubic inches.
Oh my God!
You're talking about a hailstone the size of a basketball?
Yeah, about the size of a softball.
Oh,
that'd
kill
somebody.
Wow!
All right, Shelley, I'm gonna need some help with it. It's time for who's gotten older this week. Now, Shelley, you're a guy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you've got a birthday coming up here for too long, don't you, Mr. Batson?
I do. No need to bring that up.
All right, we won't mention it.
Oh, good.
I got a clue for you. Everybody getting older except the dead people.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's right.
All right.
Okay,
so
we're ready, Dr. Dave. Sorry we interrupted you.
Do you know an artist named Johnny Tillotson?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny Tillotson is 80 this week.
Oh.
God bless him.
Tell us about Johnny. I mean, Shelley knows about everybody in the entertainment business.
Poetry in Motion, big hit.
Poetry in Motion.
That was a big hit. Come back in the late 50s, early 60s, he was around with, you know, Frankie Avalon and a lot of people back then. And some of those people still floating around, Jimmy Clanton, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Look at Little Richard, you know. He's like a wind-up doll. He's still going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think music keeps you alive.
You know what? Without music, people don't understand. If you ever see a film before they put the soundtrack in it, it's flat. There's just something missing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's what I say, without music, life would be a mistake, because you need it. It drives everything and it makes you feel good. It evokes memories and feelings and emotions.
Amen.
And it's an important part of everything. You know,
well-rounded
world's got music, got animals, got plants, and has some strange people.
Yeah, I can think of one right now.
Okay.
All right.
Keyboard Alan Price of the Animals is 76, turned 76 this past week. Dr. Tim Curry is 70. Singer Mark Flo Volman of the Turtles is 71.
Flo and Eddie.
Yep. Keyboardist Greg Frost of Grand Funk Railroad turned 70 this past week. Peter Frampton turned 68. And really? Bobby Vinton turned 83 this week.
Well.
Iggy Pop turned 71. And sorry for this one, but Jimmy Osmond turned 55.
I'm sure Shelley Leibowitz knows all those people.
I'm sure Shelley Leibowitz is older than a lot of those people.
All right. Well, let me finish this up with, as you're about to fall asleep tonight, I want you to remember that it takes an average snail 115 days to travel a mile. Yeah. And,
bad gas mileage.
Wild World News for the 22nd.
What's faster, a snail or a sloth?
Oh, I'll have to say.
Wonder what researcher figured that out.
Yeah.
Want to remind everyone, the Wild World News is brought to you by the SRI Label Group. They're underwriter for
Wild
World
News
Blog Talk Radio. Yes. Check it out, SRIRecords.com.
Wild World is brought to you by brain damage.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of animals and music, here on...
Hey, Frank, what is it most?
Like, man, I don't know. I just go eight. Well, a quiver and a quake, I make the ground shake. I go eight.
Bum, bum, yada, bum, 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 bum.
Courtesy of our friend Shelley Leibowitz. Frankie Valli, even before the Four Seasons, Dr. Day.
Right.
I'm glad you had a lot of input on that.
Yeah, to Frank, there's some interesting tunes over Frankie before the Four Seasons. You know, and that if you're, people are fans, listen, go, oh, wow, you know.
Well.
And
that's
plus
cool.
I have we have some great duets, Frankie Valli with Juice Newton and some other stuff. It's just a nice assortment of music.
Well, the SRI Label Group, folks, go to the website, srirecords.com, because they have amazing music. Downloads available.
All right.
Some classic recordings from some of our best artists.
And while you're at it, click on the link and donate to... You know, our world.
Well,
you know,
thank you.
We need everybody to donate to, you know, Wildlife Educational Services and keep your work going.
Well, we appreciate that.
And anybody who's listening who's within the sound of my voice and has a nickel in their pocket, Send your nickels and dimes. Go to mommy and daddy's drawer. Take out their wallet. Take out the green paper. Stick it in an envelope and send it to Uncle Larry.
That's right. Well, we've got a busy week ahead of us. I know we're going to a school that we were doing a show there. This has been 2 or 3 years ago with our baboon Elizabeth, and they'd always have us do the show in the cafeteria. And there was one great big cooler by our show's area, and somehow she got over there and she spotted somebody's carton of milk that they had left underneath the cooler.
Wow.
I know. So she grabbed that carton of milk. She climbed up on my shoulders and proceeded to open it. And I got a dairy shower in front of second, third graders.
Well, I guess it could have been worse. You know,
it could have been worse. We had between shows. I had to go buy a new shirt because I was
wow.
homogenized. Yeah, but the joy of children.
You can't leave food out of wild animals.
That's right. But I can still remember those kids. They exploded when that happened, as well as the teachers.
Oh, I'm sure that was something I'll never forget, and I'll be telling that story forever.
Yeah. And the principal and everyone else that was involved with it. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. And we're heading off.
And I'm sure.
I'm sorry?
I think that's probably why it's one of those kids is probably saying, and that's why I don't drink milk.
Well, this baboon does. That's the most amazing thing. It loves milk. It has to have a warm bottle of milk every night. So,
wow.
The bears are waiting for me. I'm looking right now, and they're proceeding to excavate their home. We have two black bears, Buck and Faith, and they've been doing some excavation work. In fact, after our broadcast here this afternoon, I'll be heading out there with a shovel and replace the dirt. And they'll just be looking at me like, what are you doing, man? But they're pretty darn good.
Can you shovel up after the show, huh, Larry?
I will be.
It sounds kind of odd.
Yeah, it does. I'm sorry. I had good intentions. I had the best intentions. I want to remind everyone that if you're in the Indiana area, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, our show we've been doing for 40 years, still amazing after all these years, we think, the best wildlife school convo. Contact us today, Larry at LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, or call us. 765-739-6719. And as I've always said, for schools that want to work together and having our program, we offer multi-bookings. We offer discounts. So that's something to think about. As we bring our animal family, we'll be taking it to Western Elementary in Rushville, Indiana this week, and off to Indian Creek Elementary for the folks by Trafalgar, Indiana. That's where we'll be on Friday, I believe. So we're looking forward to that. Our guest, Dr. Henry Day, and the illustrious Shelley Leibowitz. We're so honored to have him on
God.
The show. He's just
yes,
the
we
best.
Are.
Shelley, tell us that
well,
story and yeah, about Marilyn Monroe and the lady, the singer. I can't remember. Was it Ella Fitzgerald?
Ella?
Involved
Ella Fitzgerald?
In I'm not sure. I mean, I can't think who it was. I remember the story you told.
Well, I can tell you that when Marilyn first she was doing films and they wanted her to do a musical, she said, I don't know how to sing. So I think it was Jack Warner brought her a whole bunch of Ella Fitzgerald albums. And he said, listen to these and learn. So she learned and she became a big fan. She listened. She became a big fan of Ella Fitzgerald. So one
yeah.
day she went to the Jack and Trotter, the owner of the Macombo in Hollywood, and they said, I come in with a book called Fitzgerald's here. She says, we don't book black acts in our club. So she said, well, if you'll put in Ella Fitzgerald, I'll be here every night with my husband, and you can advertise it. And he said, are you serious? We can advertise it? She said, yep. So they booked Ella. And Ella
wow.
and Marilyn became close friends after that. You know, and Yeah, I do. Pictures of the two of them. They became best buddies. It was amazing. And Ella said,
well,
I'm from Maryland. She'd never been able to work that club. And, you know, she never would have been working in Hollywood at all.
My goodness.
Small world of people.
And I assume the club was packed all week with Marilyn Monroe being there.
Well, you know, they advertised it in the paper. And Marilyn was ringside. You know, and people would come in and go, oh, my God, it is. She's there. It's Marilyn Monroe. So people, and you couldn't get in. You know, everybody's place got booked up quickly. And Ella did her usual. You know, she just blew everybody away. She was so good.
You had a chance to produce her, didn't you, Shelley?
Ella? Yeah, I worked with Ella a few times.
Yeah,
she was a wonderful lady. She was a wonderful lady. She was just incredible. And her, and working with her and Sinatra, and you playing with Sammy or with Count Basie. Those people were just one of a kind. Although, when I introduced John Lennon to Ella Fitzgerald, he met her, he kissed her hand, and curtsied like she was the Queen of England.
I'll bet.
Well, she said, what are you doing, you silly boy? So,
my goodness. Well, you know,
and she respected his talent as much as he respected hers, which was wonderful.
Wow, just think if they would have collaborated. That would have been amazing.
It would have been. But we did record a couple of Lennon McCartney songs, so.
Well, she did in a way, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would have been incredible. Just incredible. My goodness.
Certain people, the legends are legends for a reason. They never think.
Well, we have a legend on the program with us. Yeah.
Dr. Day? Is he still with us?
No, I'm not talking about Dr. Day.
Did he get older today?
In his own mind.
Did he get older today?
In my own mind.
But Shelley Leibowitz, in fact, Shelley told me this story just the other day. We were having a private conversation. And one of the gold records he has in his office/studio is Mind Games by John Lennon. Tell the story about that.
I have a few things floating around here. Excuse me?
Can you tell a story about that? Mind Games?
Oh, it's just, that was almost like an inside joke, you know, with May, he wasn't home with Yoko anymore because Yoko would tell him to get lost for a while. And she was driving him crazy on the phone, and it was a matter of she was playing mind games with him. When you coming home, don't coming home, coming home, don't coming home. So it was a matter of John just playing those mind games with me again. So he sat down and wrote Mind Games. We helped him going through it over a few different times, a few different versions. And then, as only John could do, knocked out a winner. You know?
Yeah.
Amazing recordings that he did.
That's right. Just, my goodness. Our guest this week, Shelley Leibowitz with Dr. Henry Day. And a phenomenal show this afternoon. All the way from Los Angeles, California. And, of course, Dr. Day from the Circle City of Indianapolis, Indiana, in the Wild World News Studios. So, Dr. Day, what's going on in your world?
Well, I'm just actually enjoying the show. I could sit and listen to Shelley for hours and hours, well, as I have. And just an amazing man, just amazing.
Dr. Day, you need to get a life.
Well, that is key, too.
Well, wouldn't you know it, well, I think we've received a call, which this is so suitable for, all the way from the southern part of our state.
Well, I love her, but I love the fish. Spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But Today she met me at the door, that I would have to choose. If I hit
all
that
the way from Dale Hollow, Tennessee,
she'd be
America's premier fishing guide, Benny Cook. Good afternoon, Benny.
How are you?
How are you doing, Benny?
I'm doing real good.
Good. I'd like to introduce you to one of our guests, Shelly Leibowitz.
Hey, nice to meet you. What's going on? What are you catching?
We're mainly catching earthworms. And then we're trying to catch fish.
Yeah.
I've got all these fishermen around me, and they're trying to get information out of me, and it don't come for free. I've been doing this for 68 years. Oh, no, 23 years. I'm going to get it right here.
Hey, you know, nothing but nothing, right?
Well, this is a beautiful lake. Beautiful lake, beautiful place. And everybody should come down here.
So what do you suggest using for bait this time of year, Benny?
Yeah, well, we're using a number of different secret baits. You can only find out about them through me. But the locals here use night crawlers and they use minnows. Sometimes they throw a crawdad on there.
Yeah, they're chum. I haven't been lake fishing in a long time.
It's the best thing you can do.
Dr. Day, do you have anything to ask our fishing guy, Benny Cudd?
Well, now if he's going to tell us about his, what's it going to cost us to find out about these special baits?
Well, we'll have to talk about that in private.
That's right.
You wouldn't want to give America any secrets, would you, Benny?
All I can say is the color red is good. The color red is good. And we're pulling them in.
Well, who would have thought? So if you're not catching any fish, obviously you're not using the color red then, huh?
Right now, the small bass, smallmouth bass, are biting on the red.
Mm.
They're really biting hard. Hard.
No.
I knew a girl like that once.
I see the similarities.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know fishing could be so much fun.
Well, Larry, I wasn't talking about
a
red snapper, you know. So,
did you tell Benny about the red snapper, Shelly?
No, I'm not going there.
Benny's all ears.
Now I have this image in my head. It's just a guy with two ears, you know.
Benny, I have to tell you, Shelly Leibowitz,
you're ahead, you know.
Benny, Shelly is a world-renowned record producer, and he's produced many artists, including John Lennon, Frank Sinatra.
Tiny Tim?
Yeah.
Well, I think, yes, he has.
Okay.
Is that your favorite? Is that one of your favorite artists?
Mm-hmm. Herb was such
Tiny
a nice
Tim
guy.
He has always been my favorite.
You know what? We just released a disco thing by him coming, the old crazy song that Come In and Take Me Away, Ha Ha. Just released that. I worked with Tiny.
I've already heard that.
Tiny was a friend. as well as an artist I worked with for years.
You say you've heard that song, Benny?
Yeah, some guy out in the Green Castle, Indiana, played it for me.
Hey,
a weirdo. He was a weirdo, but he played it for me.
I think they're all weirdos, Benny. I hate to tell you.
Well, Benny, so how would you grade the fishing this week in Tennessee?
I would give it a 2.
Out of what?
2 out of 10.
Oh, that's not good.
Boys that use the red, I got a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
You don't use the red. You don't use the red. You're a 2.
Then you go to bed.
Well, Benny, it was such a great for you to join us. It's been educational and somewhat entertaining, and now we know use the red.
You've given me a break from these fishermen chasing me around this camp. And they're not going to find out anything.
They're not?
No.
Well, thanks a lot, Benny, and give everyone our best.
I'll give everyone my best.
There you go. I can't ask for any more than that. Benny Cut, everybody. Well, Shelly, I'm so glad enjoy that on Wild World.
You know, and it's a wild world.
It is a wild world. We've proven it today. Between Dr. Day.
All we know for sure is Benny Cut is drowned in worms. That's the only thing we know for sure.
Yeah,
and
they're not
something
catching
that is red, I hope you can get a shot for it.
I hope he can too. Well, until next week, folks, we'd like to thank SRI Label Group, underwriter for Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, go to the website, srirecords.com, for Dr. Day. Shelley Leibowitz is Larry Batson here live on Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Take care, Dr.
Well, all right, everybody.
Nice to hear you, Shelley.
Yeah, I just got back, from my tour in England. Yeah, everybody's talking about the rock and quaver over in England. Yeah, come on over, baby. Oh, I want to shake it on.
Conversation.
No.
Yeah.
I tried everything.